hoping and guessed. I've been an elder for a long time, and we have talked and we've talked and we've talked and we've talked, and every elder ought to have a sermon in the pocket. There's room for improvement. Oh my God. I know that I see some of you through the week, and I'm glad to see you as neighbors and friends. I see all of you when you're here. I'm so blessed to have you as friends and neighbors. So, if someone has something inspirational that has happened to them this past week or this for a while, something that's unusual, something that you said, wow, that's because of God, it'd be a nice time to share it with the rest of us. Most of us are too bad. Yes? What do you got?
Yesterday, Sue and I went to North Kansas. You know, that's not the best area in Kansas City, but they have some fantastic older homes up there.
Yeah, back in the last century and back in the 1800s, and we saw six fantastic houses up there. One of them looked like a castle. It was built by a Tiffany back in 1909. And it does, and it looks like a miniature castle. And it was really awesome. I mean, it sets, if you're familiar with what I call Cliff Drive, this thing overlooks Cliff Drive. It just had a fantastic view, especially when the leaves fall off the trees up there. And they had what I call a painted lady up there. This house had 9 different colors of paint on the house. It was a 3-story house. And when you walk in, you look up, and about 25 or 30 feet above you is a mural of a cherub up there above you. And you look straight up and see it. And the staircase had little slots and squares. And these little squares was hand tool leather. It just shows you the work that these people put in 150 or 40 or 30 years ago. It was just a fantastic experience. And if you ever get a chance to go to Kansas City to one of these, Hyde Park used to have one over there by Griffin Park. Is Griffin or Griffin Park? This is in North Kansas City. Like I say, it's not the best area in town, but I mean, it's worth the experience, and it's just $15. And you get to see all these amazing, amazing houses. So if you ever get a chance, as you can tell, I'm kind of an antique house buff, so if you ever get a chance, go up there and see it.
It's always the second weekend.
It's always the second weekend in October. Just fantastic. You'll never regret it. So.
Anyone else have anything inspirational? Like to share with the group?
So a friend that I know from Bosworth, she had a thing in her journal that we were exchanging journals at our Bible study on Thursday, and she had in there, Jesus is coming soon. And then I looked on another page, and she had written the same thing, Jesus is coming soon to take me home. And she didn't have much written in there. She had some Bible verses that we covered and all that, but she had written that, and that stayed with me, and I was filling up gas yesterday to go into Kansas City, and I was talking to the guy at the pump. He said, yeah, what a wild year we've had, this and this and this. And, you know, as Christians, we should think, yeah, the Bible does say that in the end or near the end, you know, different things will happen. But the words that this person said, that Jesus is coming soon, that she had that to remind herself, and that meant a lot to her. That means a lot to me.
Church is going on too long, looks like. Let's move into the pastoral prayer. Of course, it's always followed by the Lord's Prayer. God of infinite possibilities, we thank you for the variety of blessings that we have received from you this week, including the gift of this day and our weekly opportunity to come to worship you and our Savior. We give thanks for the many joys in our lives, the sun and the rain, the blessings that children bring us. We are joyful for celebrations and families, news of improved health situations, and grateful for opportunities we find in our lives. We pray also today for concerns that weigh heavy in our hearts. We ask that you hold the hand of those hurting, those in pain and suffering, that they might feel your presence and love. And if it is your will that they receive your blessings of healing, we may also pray also for the leaders of our country, that they will make decisions and carry out tasks to make our world a better and safer place. We thank you for the ongoing celebration of life, Jesus, who died and rose for our liberation and healing, and for the promise that wherever as few as two or three of us together in his name, he is here in our midst. And now, we pray together the prayer you taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Thank you, Sheila, for ad-libbing with me. Because that's what it's been. Let's move into the invitation to communion. That is number 559.